Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, Episode 221, Immunity. Pastor Harley Coulterman delivered this message on Sunday, November 7th, 2021, in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're so grateful for all the things that God has done for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want to speak to you for a few minutes about immunity. So there's a lot of talk these days in the news cycle about immunity, especially with regard to the COVID catastrophe, epidemic, endemic, which has dominated the news cycle for the last couple of years now. So all the pros, all the cons about the various vaccines, their effectiveness, their non-effectiveness, the lack of long-term testing, all of the issues about it, the mandates, the politics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You've heard it all, I'm sure, and it's in your face every day. But the reality is that you have to make decisions based on all the stuff that's going on concerning yourself, concerning your own body. And some of those decisions are not so easy. Some of those decisions are tough decisions. So I want to address that this morning a little bit, and speaking about immunity. Whatever side of the divide you're on, you're faced with making those kind of decisions concerning your own health. But thankfully, the human body was designed by God to resist infection and to heal up when it's injured. So, you know, when we're young, when we're little, and we have our first ride on our bicycle, it was either a blessing or a catastrophe, but most of us fell off. And when we fell off and skinned our knees, we soon discovered, you know, that something happens in our body. It begins to heal. And over the course of time, a week or 2 weeks or several weeks, depending on how bad the bruise or how bad the bump or how bad the skinning process was, we healed up, because God has designed our bodies to heal when injured or when invaded by infection and those other kinds of things. So, you know, we know the white cells kick in when infection comes and so forth and so on, and your body begins to fight the infection. So I'm not a doctor, and I'm not pretending to tell you, you know, what you should do about everything about your health. But we've discovered that there is such a thing as immunity as well, because you don't get just everything that comes along. Some things we're immune to. Praise the Lord. So even in the news, not often celebrated, but not often this side is presented, even in the news, there are some articles about natural immunity. For example, from LifeSite News, I found this article. It says, a new study from the Yale School of Public Health has reaffirmed that natural immunity from prior COVID-19 infection lasts longer than the immunity from the currently available COVID-19 vaccines, though the mainstream media outlets are representing its findings differently. The Yale Daily News reports that the study, led by biostatistician Jeffrey Townsend, found that unvaccinated persons' risk of reinfection is about 5% at 3 months after the initial infection and rises to 50% after 17 months under a model that assumes entire population has been either previously infected or vaccinated. The unvaccinated individuals should expect to be reinfected with COVID about every 16 to 17 months on the average. So that's a dissenting vote against most of the mainstream media reports on the unvaccinated and those that have natural immunity. So there's also some definitions you can find about natural immunity. Collins Dictionary of Medicine says that natural immunity is the ability to resist infection that does not depend on prior experience of the invading organism and the resultant production of antibodies or amendment or selection of lymphocytes. Natural immunity is a general and nonspecific resistance to infection possessed by all healthy individuals, also known as natural resistance. Another dictionary, Collins Dictionary of Biology, says natural immunity is due to the possession of suitable genetical characteristics rather than immunity produced in response to a vaccine or a serum. Senator Rand Paul, who's also a medical doctor, is probably one of the most outspoken persons, outspoken voices lauding natural immunity for those who have recovered from COVID. So I quote him on this. He says, to dictate that a person recovered from COVID-19 with natural immunity also submit to a vaccine without scientific evidence is nothing more than hubris. If you have no proof that people who acquired natural immunity are getting or transmitting the disease in real numbers, then perhaps you should be quiet. People are not getting reinfected in large numbers, and that's not me saying so. That's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention quietly admitting that on its website. One thing they also admitted while at first trying to hide it was that there are no studies showing that getting the vaccine if you already have a natural immunity is of any benefit at all. They can't show that because it has not yet been studied. It took my friend Congressman Thomas Massey to make them admit this, by the way. They originally denied their own studies on this. So when I go out to the media and I say that I, as a recovered COVID patient, will not get a vaccine that is not proven to help me, nor prove that I even need, the science deniers, the bureaucrats, and the media typically go nuts. But facts are facts. I'm no more likely to transmit the COVID than someone who is vaccinated. We know this. Doctors know this. Scientists who design vaccines know this. Vaccines are created to attempt to replicate the immunity we get from having been infected with a disease. I want all science deniers to read that again. Vaccines are a replacement for natural immunity. They aren't necessarily better. In fact, natural immunity from measles confers lifelong immunity, and the vaccine immunity wanes over a few decades. But for believers in God, believers in Jesus, believers in the Bible, there's another consideration about immunity. What does God have to say about your body? So let me give you some scripture references about your body that you ought to take in consideration. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. It says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So that lays the importance about what happens in your body and what you inject into your body and what you do with your body. It lays the importance of that decision on you, not on somebody else. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 says something similar. It says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles, or literally destroys, the temple of God, God will destroy him. Isn't that interesting? For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. In other words, if your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, your body becomes the dwelling place for God, and that makes it a holy place, a place that's set apart for Him. So those are pretty strong words about the sanctity of your body and the decisions you make about it. The reality is that for you as a follower of Jesus Christ to decide what to subject your body to is not the decision of a committee. It's not the decision of some government official. It's not the decision for your doctor even, and it's not the decision for sure of some politician somewhere. It's your decision because it's your body, and your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So this is for you to decide. Most of the time when we preach and talk or teach concerning sickness or disease or injury, we concentrate on healing being provided in the atonement. For example, Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we were healed. We teach on those things regularly. Or 1 Peter 2:24, he himself took our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live to righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. That's a scripture that we can stand on for healing. Or we talk about James chapter 5, verses 24 I think it's around verse 24, 25, somewhere thereabouts, where it's talking about if you're sick, you should come and be anointed with oil. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise you up. So we talk about, in general, most of the time when we talk about sickness and disease and whatever, we always talk about healing. We don't talk so much about immunity. Or we speak about God's medicine. For instance, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." So again, we're talking about something that will be God's medicine to your flesh. Proverbs 4, verse 20 says, "My son, give attention to your words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." So your heart is the reservoir. Your heart is the reservoir for what springs from within to create life within you and health within you and blessing inside of you. That's why we tell people to get in the Word of God. You know, let the Word of God become revelation in your heart. And when that happens, health comes, wellness comes, wholeness comes, spiritually, socially, mentally, emotionally, physically. Health will rise in your body as you take in the Word of God and as that Word of God takes a hold of you. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones." So, you know, arthritis could be caused by a broken spirit, a broken down person who's depressed and who's sad can experience problems with their bones. It says here that a merry heart, a happy heart, does good like a medicine. So when you're around happy people and you put yourself in situations where you're happy and you're blessed and you understand the goodness of God, it does something for you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 8 talks about covenant. So we want to talk a little bit about immunity, or normally we'd just talk about healing, but what does the Word speak to this issue of immunity? It has to do with covenant, because we have a better covenant, a new covenant that's established on better promises. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 4 says, "If he were on earth, he would not be a priest." That's talking about Jesus. Since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law, who serve according to the shadow of heavenly things, as Moses divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, "See that you make all things according to the pattern you have shown in the mountain." But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is the mediator. This is speaking about Jesus, a mediator of a better covenant, which is established on better promises. So what that says is that in the old covenant, these things were a picture of things to come. So whatever was displayed in the old covenant should be seen in the new covenant in an even greater measure, because it's in the new covenant, it's established on better promises. For example, you read in the Old Testament that when the Israelites sinned, that Moses put a serpent on a stick, on a pole, and those that were bitten by snakes, when they would look at that serpent, they were healed. So it's like a picture of, and even the New Testament refers back to this, that even as Moses raised the serpent in the wilderness, even so was Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, raised up for our healing. So the event in the Old Testament was a picture of what would happen in the New Covenant, the New Testament. So just by looking to the cross, we can receive healing. When we look to Jesus, we can receive healing and wholeness and wellness. So it's saying is that the old sets a pattern for what comes in the new. So then in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1, it says, "Moreover, brothers, I do not want you to be unaware that our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses and in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they all drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. That rock was Christ." So those things that happened as the Israelites came out of Egypt were a picture of what Jesus Christ would do for those in the new covenant. So like he was the living water, like he was the water that came out of the rock to bring refreshment to the Israelites, Jesus is our rock. He's the living water that brings us blessing and life in the new covenant. In Psalm 105, verse 37, it says this, "He brought them out with silver and gold. There were none feeble among their tribes." Verse 42 says, "For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servants." The Voice translation says of verse 42, it says, "He remembered his holy covenant with Abraham his servant." So God had a covenant with Abraham. And when he brought the Israelites out of Egypt, there was not one sick person amongst them. They had immunity. That immunity belonged to them because they were under the covenant of the blood that was put on the doorpost and on the lintel. You remember when the angel of death passed over and they had to slay the lamb and so forth and so on. All of that was a picture of the new covenant. And when they came out of Egypt, they were all well and whole, and there wasn't one single person that did not have immunity. So that's one of the first places that the Bible speaks about immunity in the Old Testament. Then in Exodus 15, verse 26, 25 and 26, it says, "There he made a statute and an ordinance for them." In other words, he was establishing covenant. He was writing what the covenant was. And it said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you," or you could say, "I will permit none of these diseases on you, which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." If disease is not permitted to come on upon you, what does that mean? That means you have immunity. So if you want to believe for immunity, these are scriptures that you can hang your faith on. These are scriptures that you can trust in to get inside of you to build the immunity that God has designed your body to have. Praise the Lord. Exodus 23, verse 25 says, "You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you." That would be immunity. If sickness is taken away from us, it's immunity. Amen? Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, coming into the new covenant, says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree,' that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles in Christ Jesus." It's talking about covenant, "that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." No question, sickness and disease came with the curse of the law. If you've been redeemed from the curse of the law, you have immunity through the one who redeemed you from the curse of the law. Furthermore, Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, "But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." It's saying that by the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you, immunity is rising up within you and working in you. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if he could bring him back to life, he can prevent sickness and disease from attacking and destroying your body. Immunity belongs to you. It's your covenant right. So you might say, "Well, I don't believe that." Well, then it's not going to work for you. That's the bottom line. Or you can say, "All things are possible with God." Amen? All things are possible, the Bible says, to him who believes. So if you have faith, faith in Jesus, faith in his name, faith in these scriptures, you can develop and receive and maintain the immunity that God has designed for you. The Bible also says, with God, nothing is impossible. Everybody say nothing. Nothing is impossible. It's not impossible for you to have immunity against sickness and disease and weakness and infirmity. Praise the Lord. You remember Moses? When he was 120 years old, he climbed a mountain on the last day that he lived and went to be with Jesus, went to be with God. He climbed a mountain. The Bible says his eye was not dimmed. In other words, he could see perfectly, and his strength was not abated. He had the strength of a young man at 120 years old. Praise the Lord. So that's just a word for the elderly here. Praise the Lord. So what's the reality? The reality is mustard seed faith puts the mountains into the sea. Mustard seed faith plucks up the tree and by the roots and throws it into the sea. So It doesn't take mountains of faith. It takes a seed of faith. And if you will let the seed of faith grow in you and nurture that, immunity will grow inside of you as you nurture it and feed it and fertilize it and water it and let the sunshine of the Holy Spirit come on it. It will become reality for you, reality in your life. You don't have to believe the news media. You don't have to believe all the stuff that's going around. You don't have to believe it's the cold season, the flu season, or any other kind of season. You can pass it by because Jesus went to the cross. He became a curse for you. And he redeemed you from the curse of the law. You don't have to live under the curse. You've been redeemed. You've been set free. You are God's child. You belong to him. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So let the Holy Spirit nurture life and health and peace and joy and satisfaction in Jesus within you. And you can live in complete immunity in Jesus' name. So the bottom line is immunity is better than healing. I mean, it's great when you get sick that healing comes. Amen? It's great that God has made all those provisions for you. You can get healed. But it'd be even greater if you never got sick. Immunity is better. Amen? I vote for immunity this morning. In Jesus' name. So God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.